Hello. Welcome to Fall 2019 at Middle Georgia State University. My name is Jerry Lucas. I am your online instructor for NMAC 4460, Senior Seminar in New Media. This is a short introduction, audio introduction to the class. I will be making the occasional audio updates and feedback. These will be available on each at the beginning of each lesson. You'll see what I mean as we go along. Congratulations, if you found this recording, you have found the syllabus. If you notice, I do not use D2L or Brightspace or MGA Direct or whatever they're calling it these days. Everything that you're going to need for the class is here on my website. We'll also be using Wikipedia and a website called Wikipedia Education. More about these shortly. If you're looking at the syllabus now, you'll see at the top of every page is a standard menu bar. The first couple of menus you can ignore. The one that you're going to be interested in is for students. So if you just click on for students, you'll see the submenu. And the first link is Student Start Here. I'm going to talk about this for just a couple minutes. If you look at this link, you'll see what I call the Student Start page. There's a lot of generic information here for all of my students. If you look, there are five different tabs. There's a Start tab. Under the Start tab, you'll see announcements. Announcements here are if we have bad weather, if class has to be canceled, and general things like this. You might get into the habit of checking this page fairly regularly. This is more important if you're in a face-to-face class. Online students are generally not affected by this sort of thing. The second tab are courses. Here's an easy way for you to get back to your syllabus. You can see that it's listed fourth on there under Fall 2019. The Star tab, I recommend that you have a look at the Golden Rules here. And go through this page a little bit. I have some introductions, some background information, and some general advice about how to do well, strategies for doing well. Under primers, you'll see humanities basics and online basics. These couple of links are not, you know, they're not going to take a whole lot of your time, but they're going to be worth your time to go through. I have a tab of resources. The first thing is policies. All of these policies are linked off your syllabus. I'll get to them in just a couple minutes. I have a bunch of how-to links, a link to our librarians that can help you, advice, and then finally, the last link is a FAQ. If you have questions, this is a great place to begin. You'll probably be interested in the answers to many of these as you go along this semester. So it's worth your time to have a look through this these tabs. Okay, back to the syllabus, New Media Fall 2019. You'll see at the top there's the syllabus is the first tab, and then there's a series of tabs. There are three tabs labeled R1 through R3. And then 10 tabs, L1 through L10. The R1 through R3 are your three requirements for the course. Again, I'll get to these in just a minute. And then your 10 lessons for the class. These are sort of front-loaded. Each lesson pretty much corresponds for a week. The last lesson is a bit longer, and that will take you the last month or so of the course to finish. Okay, I'm not going to read everything for you. I know that you guys are all capable of doing that. Excuse me. But I would, if I were you, I have spent quite a bit of time going through this and trying to answer all your questions and giving you a good introduction to the course and expectations, etc. I really recommend that you go through this and read it carefully. You might take notes as you go along. And if you have any questions, you'll have an opportunity to ask these questions when you finish. But I hope all of your questions are answered by the end of this introduction and or reading the syllabus. Let me start by saying, if you scroll down a little bit under the introduction, you'll notice the first sort of red, it looks like sort of a caution block there. It says, if you're uncomfortable making decisions, researching your own answers, working on your own, teaching yourself, or you get frustrated easily, you may be more comfortable in a traditional face-to-face section of this course. I do teach a traditional face-to-face section of the course in the spring. That's generally how these things have been working. The online section is in the fall. The face-to-face section is in the spring. If you are new to the NMAC program, that is, if you are early in your studies, you may want to put this course off until you near the end of your studies. Or you might want to take it face-to-face. If you have experience taking online courses, that will be to your benefit. I will say that if you're really not comfortable making decisions on your own and researching and finding out answers on your own, this is going to be a frustrating experience for you. This is not like a face-to-face class where I can lecture you and you can ask questions to me every couple of days during the week. This is really a different dynamic. So be sure that you're up for this sort of thing. You might want to read that link, Considerations for Online Courses, that are in that red box. All right, skipping down a little bit. My information is under Instructor Information. My office currently is the CAOS building, COAS building, 117 in Media, Culture, and the Arts on the Macon campus. My office hours are under my contact information, and they're just listed there. I'm happy to try to meet with you whenever you can. I'm also happy to meet in an online capacity. Just communicate with me. My email is right here. This is probably the best way to contact me, either that or my Wikipedia talk page. Goals you can read on your own. Okay, materials, required text. There's one required text, Nicholas Negroponte's Being Digital. We will read this whole book. And please order this ASAP. You can order it from the link right here on the website if you'd like. I don't know if they'll have this in the bookstore or not. I don't think they will. So I encourage you to maybe pause this introduction and order it right now. I'll wait. Next is various links and PDFs, and I'm going to have these available for you on a Google Drive. So all you need to do, if you look at the footnote, you can click that link to request access. If you scroll down under supplementary documents, there's also a access text via Google Drive. All you need to do is enter your Google login information, and I will give you access. And there are 24 PDFs in there that we'll be using this semester. There are recommended texts here that you will be reading excerpts from this term, but you might want to go ahead and purchase copies of the books so you can read the whole thing, or to make it more convenient for you to read the excerpts. But these are just recommended, they're not required. All right, let's skip down to requirements. In this course, there are three requirements, and these correspond to the three tabs at the top of the screen. The They're also linked here in the box to your right. Requirement number one is a wiki project. Requirement number two is a journal. And requirement number three is participation. Let's begin by looking at requirement one. Wikipedia contributions. Essentially, you're going to be creating an article or significantly adding to and editing an already existing article on Wikipedia that has to do with new media. It'll be probably an entry on a book or a thinker, a critic in new media. And that's your project. Instead of writing a research paper, you're going to be doing research and learning how to contribute to what is arguably the most successful digital humanities project on the internet, Wikipedia. So I have many suggestions. The lessons, which I'll get to in just a minute, will begin introducing you to Wikipedia, editing on Wikipedia. You'll get an account. You'll learn the ins and outs. You'll learn a little bit each lesson as you learn about new media. So take a few minutes and read through this requirement. The second requirement is a kind of a process journal for the class. You're going to be writing pretty much on your weekly reading and research. You'll be keeping this journal on Wikipedia, and your journal can also detail your accomplishments, your struggles in learning Wikipedia as well. So you can see that there are several goals that are listed in the introduction here on the R2 tab, which is journal. That it documents your ideas, it shares your research, it reflects on progress, etc. It also really helps you practice the skills that you're learning about writing on Wikipedia. So I have some introductory directions here, where your journal will be located, the frequency of journal posts, commenting, etc. Again, take a few minutes and go through this once you're finished with this audio introduction. For your R3, your third requirement, participation, this is everything that's not journal and Wikipedia project. It will require you to engage to complete Wikipedia training, and you'll have, generally each lesson will have a couple, two or three things that will count for class participation in each lesson. So be sure that you're reading each lesson carefully and doing what they instruct. Two final things I'll say about requirements. One, all requirements must be completed for you to successfully pass the course. You cannot just choose not to do something. That's not how this class is going to work. Now, I'll tell you, this is pretty much how most people who end up not passing this course will not pass it because they're not keeping up with their work. Now, I am flexible with due dates. If you have an assignment that's late, I can be flexible with that as long as you're communicating with me. But you must complete all the assignments. You must do everything. Particularly, you must have all of your journal entries. So this is pretty important. Secondly, this class counts for undergraduate research portion of the experiential learning at Middle Georgia State University. So you will get designated as experiential learner if you complete this course, and you'll have a sash or a badge or something that you can wear during graduation that will designate this. Policies. Again, I'm not going to go through these one-on-one. I know that you can read them. I will say just a couple of words about some of these policies. The first is the drop date is October 14th. This is the last day to withdraw from the class with a W. Any withdrawals after this date will be an F. It's a class failure. Assignments and deadlines, as I've already mentioned, I can be a little bit flexible, but please try to keep up. You should be doing work every week in this course. I should see you online at 2 or 3 days out of the week. As I said, the people who end up failing the class are those who are not doing regular work. You have got to do regular work. You have got to practice. Learning how to write on Wikipedia is a lot like learning how to, say, play a musical instrument. You can practice once a week, but you're not going to get very far. You need to practice a little bit every day for just a few minutes, and you don't really have to do a whole lot every day, but each day will build upon the last. So please practice. Get your assignments done on time. The assignments are geared to help you. Attendance is not taken like it would be in a face-to-face class. However, if you're not doing work each week, this has marks against your attendance. And if you just stop doing work, you could potentially fail the class. Communication should be done via email or posted on my talk page or via the class help page on Wikipedia. More about that in just a couple of minutes. Research is really important in this class. Every single thing that you write should be supported by research. This is a really important part of the class. It's an important aspect of writing on Wikipedia. Again, you're going to have training that will help you with this. All right, and finally on the syllabus page is the course schedule. If you notice in the overview, this course is divided into 10 lessons. I make a general outline there in the charts for L1 through L10. Due dates for each lesson will usually be on Sundays at midnight. I don't think that there's an exception to this until we get to lesson 10. You will have a couple of due dates in lesson 10, so you'll want to pay attention to that. But if you notice, each lesson pretty much corresponds to a week's worth of work. And each of these lessons are detailed in the tabs up at the top or each of these links here at the bottom. So you can see the general topics for the 10 lessons. We have an introduction. We have an introduction to the foundations of what new media is and thinking about new media. We have Being Digital. This is where we'll read Nicholas Negroponte's book. This is your one required book for the class beginning on September 9th. This is why you need to order it if you've not immediately. We'll talk about proprietary versus open source software, remix and participatory culture. We'll talk about education in the digital age, or what a lot of folks call hack schooling. Next, cyberspace, virtual reality, and augmented reality. Narratology and ludology. This is essentially narrativism, or what Janet Murray will call cyber drama versus gameplay. Ludology means gameplay, the study of games. For week 9, you'll pick your own topic in new media. Obviously, we can't cover everything under the first 8 lessons, so this will allow you to explore something that we haven't covered or get more in depth into something we have. And finally, in week 10, or lesson 10, we'll look at cyborgs and the technological singularity before you get a month to really work and concentrate on your project. Now, let's go ahead and click on the first lesson or the L1 tab at the top so I can kind of walk you through how each lesson is going to operate. This first one is called Introduction to New Media and Wikipedia. The top of each lesson will have goals that the lesson will try to fulfill. I'll have an introduction to the topics for each lesson. And then I'll have generally a something for you to do on Wikipedia. This first lesson will allow you to get access to the volume on Google Drive where your supplementary documents are held if you've not done that already. You'll set up your Wikipedia account. And you'll go right into writing on your journal. Generally, each lesson will have you doing two journal entries and responding to somebody else's journal post. The instructions for all of these things are listed. We'll have them listed early. Your first journal post, I give you a couple of things to read and give you instructions on how to set your journal up. These just continue from the R2 tab. And you'll start your reading in new media. You'll make a journal post number 2, and then I have a due date at the bottom. This will generally be how lessons are set up. Now, each week, I will evaluate your submissions, usually on the next day. I don't know if I'll get to it Monday or Tuesday. It just depends on how my schedule works out this term. And I'll generally record another audio feedback like I have here. And I'll put it at the top of the next lesson. So my comments and feedback and advice, you know, whatever I feel like I need to cover in a general capacity will be covered on these audio feedbacks. So look for that kind of midweek. And I'll do that every week unless I don't need to do it. But generally, I found that the courses that I've taught this way appreciate this sort of audio feedback, and so I will try to do it for you each week. All right, that's about it for the introduction. I know this has been quite a long introduction. I tried to cover a lot of stuff here. My feedbacks won't be this long from week to week, so I apologize for that. Read everything carefully. Again, I've just sort of skimmed everything and given you a sort of cursory introduction. You'll get into detail and into the particulars of setting up Wikipedia on the various tabs there, R1 through R3, including L1 for your first lesson. I really look forward to working with everybody and getting to know you at least virtually. Please contact me if you do have difficulties. But generally, I know that there's a little bit of dissonance here at the beginning. Don't get frustrated. Please, you can email me at any time. But when you email me, have specific questions. Just, you know, it's not really helpful if you just email me and say, oh, I'm totally lost and so confused. That doesn't help. Please let me know what you're confused about, and I'll do my best to not only answer your question, but try to make it clearer in the instructions in the first place. So you could kind of help me out a little bit there, too. All right, that's about it. I look forward to seeing you guys online. Oh, one final thing, too. If you'll notice in lesson 1, you'd need to do your setup for the first week pretty quickly, the Wikipedia setup, by August 18th, because I have to report no-shows to the registrar. And the only way that I know if you've showed up is if you do this first Wikipedia setup here. So please make sure that you get to that right away so I know who's in the class, who's going to stick with it, and I won't report you as a no-show because then you get dropped from the class and it becomes a pain in the butt for everybody to get you re-registered. Okay, that said, I will let you get to work and I'll see you online.